I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. People are hoping for so many things in these trying times. While I'm writing about school budgets and state budgets, others, unbeknownst to many of us, cannot afford to buy food. They're putting food on their family table, sure, but it's with the help of credit cards, which is not helpful. I count myself as someone who is grateful for the life I have. It's not always easy, this life I made for myself by myself. I'm not one to actively practice gratitude, but it's not a bad idea. I am grateful I can afford food right now. I learned this word in yoga, equanimity. It's tossed around quite a bit in that world, staying calm when life is anything but. How do we do life when the current rises like a tidal wave? I recently found myself with a weekend of availability. That's not a usual thing for me, so I quickly worked to get myself to the ocean. I love the smell of the sea and the sound of the waves. It soothes my soul. The moment I arrive, I find that word. But alas, the ocean is too far from me, and I haven't been in years, so I jumped at a chance to take myself to the calm I so longed for. I'm in New York State, so I thought of Long Island or the Jersey Shore, and since I've never been to the shore and was unsure where I would go, I went to the end. That is what Montauk is referred to as. The end. It's the end of the island, and a fitting phrase in this moment. I got to sit by the ocean. I also watched the rich with wonder. What is it like to have an amount of money where you don't even think about the amount of money you have? And what is it like to wander about, seemingly, without a care in the world? I don't know. And it's not something that I would instead like to say, I wish I knew, because I don't. This wandering is the opposite of tranquility and importantly puts you out of touch with your neighbors, my neighbors. And it's just Long Island, after all, dotted with tiny homes that sell for $1 million or $10 million. And those are the ones that don't even sit on the ocean, a shack on the dirt with a few trees for millions. Make it make sense. Sure, I'm lucky and yes, grateful. So very grateful that I got to spend time there. Please do not read this wrong, but it's not lost on me that people go hours, days, months, or years and never know suffering. I've known too much over the last decade, and many times I can't locate equanimity. I do all the things, the breathing, the meditating, the sitting. Being at one with nature is the way. Being with something greater than us is surely the way. I know it. Remember, this last story is not for you to air. The next five are one newscast or five voicers and are free for you to air on your radio station or podcast. The capital of Poland has allowed the first same-sex marriage in the country. Earlier this month, Warsaw registered the German marriage of two Polish men. It comes after the European Union's highest court ordered Poland to register same-sex marriages from other EU countries, even though Poland doesn't permit them. The Polish Supreme Administrative Court ordered the marriage of the two men to be recognized last fall. The world's oldest oak tree is safe in Southern California. The Harupa oak is 13,000 years old. It's been around since about the end of the Ice Age. It's getting almost 55 acres of open space around it after months of talks between local developers and conservation groups due to nearby construction. Some locals got worried because the tree needs a deep, widespread root system for its stability and water. The Center for Biological Diversity spearheaded saving the tree. The pet care company Chewy not only sells items for your dog or cat, they also apparently throw parties for our pals too. Chewy invited 277 dogs to a pool party while trying to set a new Guinness World Record, the largest dog pool party. And they did it. There were pop-up pools at the Chewy Bark Park in Coral Gables, Florida. They also helped some animals get adopted and donated the pools to local shelters and raffled some off too. Hooray! Hearing aids are different nowadays and may be about to change even more. Scientists are working on noise-canceling devices, so only a single voice could be heard by a user in a loud room. The new brain-controlled hearing aid would analyze brain waves and choose which voice to amplify. Recent tests on 4 people showed as much as 90% of the time the aids detected which conversation the person wanted to hear. Pretty cool. A recent study says pregnant women could spread yawns to their in utero babes. Researchers published their work in the journal Current Biology, showing that fetuses can yawn even as they can't breathe on their own. Moms in their third trimester of pregnancy were shown videos of yawning and were monitored as baby's nose and lips were also monitored in real time, showing the babes yawned and so did mom, as much as 64% of the time. Crazy. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an Earful. The capital of Poland has allowed the first same-sex marriage in the country. Earlier this month, Warsaw registered the German marriage of two Polish men. It comes after the European Union's highest court ordered Poland to register same-sex marriages from other EU countries, even though Poland doesn't permit them. The Polish Supreme Administrative Court ordered the marriage of the two men to be recognized last fall. I'm Leslie Lotto. The world's oldest oak tree is safe in Southern California. The Harupa oak is 13,000 years old. It's been around since about the end of the Ice Age. It's getting almost 55 acres of open space around it after months of talks between local developers and conservation groups due to nearby construction. Some locals got worried because the tree needs a deep, widespread root system for its stability and water. The Center for Biological Diversity spearheaded saving the tree. I'm Leslie Lotto. The pet care company Chewy not only sells items for your dog or cat, they also apparently throw parties for our pals too. Chewy invited 277 dogs to a pool party while trying to set a new Guinness World Record, the largest dog pool party. And they did it. There were pop-up pools at the Chewy Bark Park in Coral Gables, Florida. They also helped some animals get adopted and donated the pools to local shelters and raffled some off too. Hooray! I'm Leslie Lotto. Hearing aids are different nowadays and may be about to change even more. Scientists are working on noise-canceling devices so only a single voice could be heard by a user in a loud room. The new brain-controlled hearing aid would analyze brain waves and choose which voice to amplify. Recent tests on 4 people showed as much as 90% of the time the aids detected which conversation the person wanted to hear. Pretty cool. I'm Leslie Lotto. A recent study says pregnant women could spread yawns to their in utero babes. Researchers published their work in the journal Current Biology, showing that fetuses can yawn even as they can't breathe on their own. Moms in their third trimester of pregnancy were shown videos of yawning and were monitored as baby's nose and lips were also monitored in real time, showing the babes yawned and so did mom, as much as 64% of the time. Crazy. I'm Leslie Lotto.